The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are tuned in to the prophetic voice of our time. Are you excited for what is going on? Just relax, have faith in God. Any negative things, they too shall pass. If we look upon and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, by the way, you can join us in our Wednesday and Sunday services. We are live streaming. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, or find us on YouTube. The Sunday service starts at 10:30 in the morning, and the evening service and Wednesday service starts at 7 o'clock. So join us. There's a lot of things that are going on. I won't be able to share everything with you through this radio broadcast. A lot of things are happening. So you need to tune in on the well-known or proven prophets and apostles. They are really taking center stage right now. So don't look at the negative, but look at the positive things. A lot of miraculous things are happening all over the world. And you are part of it. You are called to be part of it. Amen? So our scripture reading today is Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, starting with verse 6, all the way through verse 8. And I know that you are familiar with this, but the Holy Spirit wants me to remind you concerning this scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Keep that in mind. The things that you and I must do, they are simple. It says, you do everything by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving to our Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Not only your heart, but also the way you think, hearts and minds. And then, verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So many events are unfolding before our very eyes. Almost every hour, troubles seem to come in many different places. Many bad predictions concerning the economy, concerning this coronavirus, almost everything, there are some bad news. But if you focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and you see in the spiritual realm, there are many things, great things, awesome things happening all over the world. Since you and I, and if you belong to our Lord Jesus Christ, then you must focus on what God is doing on the face of the earth, and you are part of this great move. Amen? Do not look at your circumstances. Do not focus on your troubles. Do not look at the bad things, but focus on to whom have you believed. Be a believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also focus on who God is. God is bigger than your trouble. God is a lot greater than your abilities. God has a lot of resources than yours. So focus on who God is. Then you get excited and your faith kicked in and you're on your way to your breakthrough and deliverance. Remember Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but we're always be in prayer in everything, and submit our petition to God, and then thank Him because he is faithful. Any bad things, they too shall pass. Your troubles, focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and yield to the changes and follow those simple instructions. They too shall pass. You will overcome any challenges. Do not enable or empower Satan by your negative words and by your fear. Remember, God did not give us a spirit of fear. It is a spirit. God gave us a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. Instead, let us be encouraged because you know what? God is positioning all the nations of the earth at this time and his ways are perfect. He will never be late and he is faithful. And you know what? The calling of United States of America is just beginning to manifest. It has not been fulfilled yet. The glory of United States of America has already started through political revivals. Don't try to understand things because the Lord said, you know what? My thoughts are not your thought. Mine are higher. And your ways, they are not my ways, saith the Lord. So let us not try to assume or expect how we understand it, how God is going to answer these things. Every intricate details and awesome perfection and perfect timing. He's doing a lot of things on the face of the earth. And he is doing things in your life too. As it is, you are feeling this sense of uneasiness, excitement sometimes. Sometimes you are nervously excited because you know that some things are happening and they're about ready to manifest and you don't want to miss any of it. Don't look at the past. It is gone. There's nothing you can do about it, but we can do something in Jesus and with Jesus in our present, today, and tomorrow. Amen? He is always faithful. Keep that in mind. Remember when I shared with you that at a young age, when King David encountered Goliath, he ran towards him. Never been afraid. Because you know why? Because his prophecies and his destiny in God has not been manifested yet. Yes, he was already anointed as king of Israel to replace King Saul. But at that time, King Saul was still the king and David was still tending the sheep. So when he encountered Goliath, he ran towards his destiny because he knew, you know, the God who helped me to fight the lion and the bear is the same God who's going to deliver you in my hands. Because what was in David's heart and in his mind at that time is, I am not king yet. I still don't have the throne. So nothing can hinder or kill me. No one can kill me. Because I am not king yet, and God is not a man that he should lie. So David focused on his destiny. So if you think that we're going to lose this country with you and I praying, with you and I doing the right thing, no way, not under our watch. Actually, United States of America will enter its finest hour starting this year and throughout this decade. And God is going to give us victory from all sides. Amen? So I just want to encourage you. I know that I'm personally going to talk to you. I know that you have a lot of regrets in the past. And you're beating yourself up on the things that you should have done, the things that you should have said, the wrong choices that you made. Forget about those. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, period. And that applies to you too. And the opportunities that you think that you lost, that you can never be happy again, that you can never be whole again, or the prosperity or the achievements that you missed. No, God is a God of restoration. Actually, this is your season. If you dare to believe him, the things that you have lost, oh, the things that is in front of you, as far as your future is a lot brighter, you will be more blessed, and in the end, you'll be a blessing. You'll be a blessing to the world, and you'll be a blessing to God and to his people. So don't ever look back. And for those of you that have physical, that you are fighting cancer, lay hands on yourself right now and let's bind that cancer together. And anyone who is sick, let us go ahead and do it. Let us believe the impossible, and there are no distance in the spirit. And I expect God to heal you because it is His perfect will. It is His heart. Not because I am so anointed and because of you and your anointing. No, that is not it. Let us expect that your sickness or disease will be wiped out, that you'll be cleared from all pain and suffering because of who Jesus is. So, Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against all forms of cancer in the name of Jesus, and we send them to the pits where they belong in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We bind diabetes in the name of Jesus, all lung disease. We thank you, Father, for the 2020 vision in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for opening up the ears of those that have issues in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for replacing their hearts, those that need a heart replacement or surgery. Thank you, Lord, for giving them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. I command in the mighty name of Jesus all internal organs. I command you and instruct you in the mighty name of Jesus to operate the way you are created to operate or to function in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak and I command all internal organs to function the way you were created to function in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for normal blood pressure. I thank you, Lord, for healing of all skin diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing of the minds in the name of Jesus. I come against any epileptic seizures in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I give you praise. And any other things that I didn't call, I thank you, Father, that your words are released through this broadcast and you heal all their diseases. Thank you, Lord, that this is the beginning of the supernatural healing and evangelism on the face of the earth is starting here. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you all the glory. Amen. And I continue to call those God-ordained relationships to manifest. For those of you that are believing and standing with God on that, don't help God. It's going to manifest. Amen. And I call forth healing of relationship ordained by God and restoration and healing of the family unit all across United States of America, including the members of your family in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You need to testify. You can email me at sonsofgod@satx.rr.com, or you can just go to our website, sogmi.org. Or if you want, you can call me at 210-695-1630. Amen. This is the beginning of many manifestations of miracles, of signs and wonders will follow those who believe, in accordance to Mark chapter 16. I always enjoyed having a quiet time with God. And just today, before I recorded this broadcast, I went for a drive just to talk to God. Him and I always go out for a drive. Too many voices that I hear sometimes because there's so many activities, and I really want to chill and for God to give me direction every day, every week. Because there are so many opportunities that are opening right now in every sector of society amongst the body of Christ. It is the transfer of influence. And I am praying that at this time, you will be counted to the number of those who are going to believe God and apply His ways of doing things in every sector of society, because it is already here. I believe I shared this with you a few weeks ago. I trained the praise and worship team and the media team on doing business God's way a few weeks ago. I stayed in one of the hotels here in San Antonio for 3 nights. because I have to study, I have to pray, and I ask the Holy Spirit to direct me, to give me the message for that training. Instead, for 1.5 days, almost 2 days, God reminded me of His promises and prophecies that have not manifested yet in my life. And He wants me to remember them, to focus on them, to ask for instruction, and to believe. I was so touched because I let go of some of them. Some, I admit, I have forgotten. There are challenges in my life. Yeah, I've been through a lot, but nothing compares to the peace of God that I have in Christ Jesus. So what I did is I wrote down all the prophecies that I can remember, the big ones, and I checked those that have already manifested. And I kind of placed an asterisk on those ones that continue to manifest even now. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is you have some prophecies that you have let go, and some of the prophecies that you did not understand what it meant, or you forgot the instruction and you did not follow it. Or some of you just decided to do their own thing, and because of that, things got postponed. Remember, God does not play favorites. If He reminded me of those prophecies that He wants to give me, for me, it's mind-blowing. And yes, we all don't deserve it. But if Jesus said that I died for you so that you can have them, and it was His idea, it is time for you to sit down and really meditate on the goodness of our God and how much He loves you. And you know what? He will be so happy if you sit down and start calling those things as though they were, the things that you let go in the past, because just like me, He wants to restore them back to you. And for those things that cannot be undone, God is going to provide healing and restoration and even replacements on some of the things that were let go and there's nothing you can do. God will always pay you back or restore you with a double portion of blessings. He is awesome. And remember, He loves you. How can God love me if I did this? And I said, He loved you already while you were sinners. So get over it. Jesus loves you so much. And the best expression of your gratitude is to receive what He has for you. Amen? Okay. Isn't this a great news? Surrender your life to Him. Ask for forgiveness. And most importantly, forgive others and believe. Have faith and do not look at your situation or condition, but look unto Him. He is amazing. There are so many things that are happening right now that it's just amazing. I've been getting a lot of praise reports regarding manifestations of business concepts and capitalizations and those that are really going to finance the gospel. You are going to be blessed so that you can finance the gospel more and you're going to obey God. Besides, God would rather have His people be blessed instead of the wicked. Think about that. And also, if they are so big and so impossible for you, that's why they're from God. You don't need supernatural manifestation. You don't need miracles. You don't need God intervention if by your own resources, strength, and abilities, you can manifest this. That's the ways of the world. Focus on the bigness of our God, and all things are possible to them that believe. And look at this. This is one of those scripture that touch me. Of course, I have a lot of favorites, but this touches me on the generosity of our God. Remember when King David sinned? He didn't go with his army. He stayed in his palace and had an affair with Bathsheba, got pregnant. And what David did is he tried to hide his crime. He tried to hide his sin. So he sent and he took the life of Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, by giving instruction to his commander to put Uriah in the front lines. And then God sent a prophet. He sent prophet Nathan to deal with him. And do you know that God is dealing with you right now, with some of you? It is a good news. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8, look at the generosity of our God, and he doesn't leave anything out. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8, it says, I gave your master's house to you, and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if all this had been too little, I would have given you even more. Meditate on, if all of these blessings have been too little, God is willing to give you some more. Focus on that. It is the nature of our God to be generous, to be so loving. You truly can never outgive him. Besides, he is so easy to please. Believe in him, rely on him, trust him, worship him, and he will do the rest. He will give you simple instructions. Supernatural manifestations take place. Simple instruction. Like Jesus to the 10 lepers. In Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 16, as he was going into a village, meaning Jesus, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said, Go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Is that simple? How can you package that if you're in a pharmaceutical company? How can you package that? Follow simple instructions and you'll be healed. And I just pray over healing and deliverance over you and your loved ones. What was the instruction? Believe and ask God for forgiveness, right? If you sin against him, forgive others and then move on. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? If you are one of the other 9, start thanking Jesus now. Stop whining and complaining. You're just postponing things. So stop whining and complaining in Jesus' name. Verse 18, was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well. And I'm running out of time again. As soon as you receive, as soon as you follow the instruction through this broadcast that I prayed about, I've been praying for days. As far as this radio broadcast, signs and wonders will follow you. You will receive a miracle. Only receive, only believe, and let go. Let go of your past and talk to God, okay? Spend time with him and forgive others. Let go. No matter how much, even if you have to cry every time, go ahead and do it. They already moved on. It is for your sake. Forgiving others is for your sake, as much as theirs. Amen? So God bless you for tuning in. Get excited in the things of God. Don't spread negative reports, okay? Only praise reports. Because when we speak in accordance to the will of God, the Holy Spirit who was hovering around will empower those words. On the other hand, if you continue to say negative things and you're Christians, Satan will come in agreement with you and you will empower him. And you don't want to do that. It is not your intention. Amen? So get excited of the things of God. Focus on him. And I'll see you next time. God bless you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you.
If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.